Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Always fun to have Mike Beno join us on the program. He's the editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, and I always look forward to talking with him about what's going on in Wisconsin. He always has so many interesting stories. Some of those stories probably created by Jill Nadeau, who's joining us as well to start the show, because we're in our winter member drive. And, you know, your support is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. In fact, it's the largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great discussions. And that's why Jill is with me, to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on. How do you do it? Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Jill, how are we doing?
We're doing pretty good, Larry. It's good to talk with you. Last break, or last hour, they did 33 people that became members, which is just awesome. Our goal this hour is to get 25 gifts.
Well, we can get 25 gifts in an hour, I hope, and we can with your help. Help pay for the programs you rely on every day when you give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And you know, Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality. It's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
You bet. Your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well. When you give, you're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. Make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, the beauty of making voluntary donations is that you decide how much to give. WPR is listener supported, and that means the more donors we have, the more secure our funding. So how much you give isn't as important as the fact that you do give.
I know many first-time donors give $100 or $10 a month, but you certainly decide the amount that's right for you. Contributing is your choice, and because WPR is something you value, you'll find that donating feels really good. Find out right now, as a matter of fact. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I've just learned a lot by listening to public radio. I feel like I can use it. It's something I can use in my life and learn more or do something different or think differently. It kind of runs in my family. My mom listens to public radio. My dad listens to public radio. My brother listens to public radio, although I think he's unlucky because he lives in New York, and we have the best public radio here. I've traveled around the country, and this is the best. I'm Katie Simonson from Burlington. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news and information.
Katie, thank you so much. You can go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Supporting public radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And we just need, 20 more people to support WPR programs in the next 50 minutes or so, and then we'll meet our goal. WPR is listener-powered. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And that lovely 2021 WPR t-shirt is USA made and printed right here in Wisconsin.
Yay!
Yay! All right. You give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and ask for your t-shirt. And this kind of special offer, it's only available today. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month.
That's right.
Act now.
It's right. It's a deal. I love deals. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, well, thank you. Make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by, I don't know, $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount that you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, Trisha Madison says, I love so many WPR shows. To name a few, The Larry Mueller Show, thank you. To the Best of Our Knowledge, Zorba Pasture, People's Pharmacy. You know, the list just goes on. Thank you for the great programming. And Karen in Decorah, Iowa says, Larry Mueller is the best. Well, we all agree.
Ooh. Thank you, Karen. Well, why don't you, as you're listening to us talk, why don't you just join in? Join Trish and Karen with your gift right now. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Well, Jill will be gone but not forgotten. She'll be back. I'm pretty sure of that. She just, like a bad penny, always comes back. She's laughing at me right now. I tell you what, we're always laughing a little bit and in a good mood when Mike Beno stops by. Mike's editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Always fun to talk with him about some very special people who call Wisconsin home. And certainly we'd love to hear from you as we talk with him. You have an experience to share, maybe an event to share, or maybe a comment about one of the stories in Our Wisconsin Magazine. Join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Mike Beno, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Larry, it's always fun. It's an honor and a privilege, especially so to be here on the first day of your pledge drive, and also Fat Tuesday. Happy Fat Tuesday.
I tell you what, happy Fat Tuesday to you as well. It's always fun looking through reading your magazine. I went through it, I think, cover to cover. And lots of us have been doing puzzles this year, but a family in Berlin really went big with their puzzle project. So tell us about that from the magazine.
Well, a lot of people were puzzled for things to do when they're sitting at home during the pandemic in the past year, and people got quite creative. And this was something of a project, okay? A story shared with us by Karen Wendt there in Green Lake County in Berlin. Her son, the Jason Wendt family of Berlin, were looking for something to do, and their granddaughter, Allie, was a senior in the high school there at that time at home. Father Jason worked in the Berlin high school kitchen, also drove school bus. He was off work. And Allie found online, she discovered one of the world's largest puzzles. Now, this is a granddad of puzzles, I'm here to tell you. She said, Dad, why don't we do this as a family project? And he likes them, and he says, okay, these are picture puzzles, okay? A 60-pound box arrived at their home. In it are 27 bags of 1,900 puzzle pieces each. They each make a different Wonder of the World picture in brilliant color. You've got the pyramids of Egypt. You've got Machu Picchu. You've got name it. It's there. And when you take these 27 pieces, puzzles that you built, they interlink to form a mammoth mural that measures over 28 feet long and 6.5 feet high. That's more. I thought dairy farmers worked a lot, Larry. So Grandma and Grandpa got in on the act. 5-year-old son Ryan. Each of these puzzles has a black border, so Ryan got pretty good at black borders. He's on his hands and knees up on the table looking down. And they tackled this monster, and they got the thing done in about 4 months from last April through August 20th. And that was a bunch of work, and it was, you know, quite an achievement. Now are we going to rip them all apart and put them away? Well,
no way.
No way. So where are we what are we going to do with all these? So they went around Berlin and checked and looked, and they talked to the local school, St. John Lutheran School, they had a connection with, and also the church, and they were thinking about putting it on the wall in school, and the gym was the only place, and that would have been 12 feet in the air, and that's a little much. So finally, the fellowship hall at the church was offered to them. Now, Grandpa gets into the deal here because into the act, he's quite handy with power tools and carpentry. They affix all these puzzles. Again, the mural is 28 feet long, 6.5 feet high. They affix them all to plywood, which isn't cheap these days. Cover them with, and they put them in the proper order, glue them to the plywood sheets. They get plexiglass over the front of it, frame the whole thing, and they get a crew of about 9 big brutes who are a lot stronger than me to horse this thing up and drill it into the wall. Now, folks, you can go see this. St. John Lutheran Church, 1668 Mound Street in Berlin. We'll welcome you to take a look at certain hours. And if you go to stjohnberlin.org, you can find out more about it.
Well, and it's and you've got some great photos in Our Wisconsin in the latest issue, the February-March issue. That it's just an amazing story. I love that story.
A lot of color. Well, we chose to lead the issue with it because of that, and because everybody's facing the pandemic. But again, this is an example of somebody who is. Of a story that was sent to us by a regular person. Our grandma, Karen Wendt, in Berlin, thought we might want to hear about it and wrote us a letter.
It's amazing. And you get a lot of stories. I mean, most of your stories are, I would think, are coming from people right here in the state.
Yeah, they are. Most of them are just are average people, neighbors just like anyone on the street. Everybody has got a story to tell and has heard of something going on. Most of the focus of our stories that are shared by people all across the state, it's people. They're people stories, people doing unusual things. And a long time ago, Howard Mead from Wisconsin Trails Magazine agreed with me when he said, people like to read about people most of all, and I think that's holding true.
Mike Bino, our guest today, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, having fun talking with him about the magazine itself. There's some other great stories in there that I know we want to cover today on the show, and you'll be able to join in as well as we go on through our Wisconsin Public Radio winter member drive. Jonah Doe snuck back into the studio and is with me once more, trying to butt in on the whole show here. But it's a good butt in because she's helping me support the fund drive. Your support is also an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy here in the state. In fact, listener support, it's the largest source of funding for our programs. And this drive is your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552.
And Larry, we've got about 40 minutes left in this hour, and we're still looking for 16 more people to join in. Make your gift of support. The programs that you should to support the programs that you enjoy and rely on every day. I've got a cold mouth. It's cold outside, Larry.
Well, you know, it's cold, and we've got some heat powering us up here in the studios and at home. And WPR programs, talking about power, we're listener-powered here at WPR.
Right.
That means your donation right now makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, it makes driving or working or cooking or cleaning a different experience. It's a much better experience.
Your support makes the programs possible, and it turns ordinary activities into extraordinary ones. Your life is better with WPR in it, so I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you do give today, become a sustainer. As a sustaining member, you'll give an amount, say $10 or $15 a month, that will automatically come out of your bank or credit card. Your monthly gift will continue until you ask us to make a change.
And this means we can depend on you the way you depend on us, day in and day out, year in, year out. You're still in control. You can change your giving at any time. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This member drive supports the programs you love in style with the new WPR t-shirt. This super comfy heather gray t-shirt features Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky.
And they're depicted as constellations in the night sky. I think these are really fun.
With art in the center that represent the various state symbols, also depicted as constellations. It's a great looking t-shirt that'll get a lot of comments.
The new WPR t-shirt is only available for $10 a month today, $10 Tuesday. So ask for yours when you give now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our shows, the ones you rely on, and that's why your support during this drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
That's right. And we've got about 35 minutes or so left in this hour, and we're still looking for 16 more people to join in. So your gift right now is just so important, because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every day.
Thank you. If you've already given, if you haven't, boy, this is the time. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You may have made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make a habit of donating. It's a good habit, a habit that you can be proud of. Get started right now. Help out with your donation of any amount at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552.
And what do we got? About 35 minutes left in this hour, and we're looking for another 16 people to join in. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can support the programs that you value and ask for the new WPR t-shirt. Ask for yours with your gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, this special offer is only available today. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month.
Okay. And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. Easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you'll be providing reliable support for the programs you count on.
That's right. And Marie in Boyceville says, I love WPR from garden talk to the monthly physical therapy sessions. Diane in Decorah, Iowa says, I love the programming and don't want to lose it.
So join Murray and Diane with your gift right now. Really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Taking a look at our Wisconsin magazine and really talking about the wonderful things that appear in the magazine, but also the wonderful things that happen throughout Wisconsin. Maybe there's an event or something going on in your area you want to let people know about. Maybe you have a question about the magazine. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@WPR.org. Mike, we've heard on the show before that Wisconsin has a long history of logging. I remember interviewing Jerry Apps about his book about the logging industry. And it's really fascinating. And logging looks a little different than it used to, but you found someone who used a horse a lot longer than most people.
Logging does look a little bit different when you're doing it from behind a horse, but I'll get away from that mind picture here. There's a lot of horse lovers in the state, and the bond that somebody has with a horse or a dog, especially when they're working with that animal, can be extraordinarily tight. And we've got a story in this issue from out of Mercer. And I'm going to tell the folks where they can go and actually see a picture of this horse. But a legendary horse up here in the Northwoods, in this area, Iron County, went by the name of Patrick, 2,000-pound Belgian workhorse. And this single horse and his owner, Jeff Sutherland, worked 20 years together in the woods, dropping trees and skidding them out, a team of two. And if you take a look at the processing equipment that can mow down a whole lot of trees these days, that's a completely different world than what goes on with just one man and his horse. They can do very small jobs, and when they're done, really, it looks as if there's no trace. So that's what Jeff Sutherland of Mercer did with his horse Patrick for many years, and people would got to know this horse. And this 2,000-pound horse, he could pull 100 skids out a day, which is about 7 to 8 cords of wood, a 24-inch log, diameter, one at a time, or 6 to 8 smaller ones hooked up with harnesses and chains. The interesting thing about, in order to do that, Patrick was fueled with 3 meals, 75 pounds of hay per day, 15 pounds of oats and corn, 40 gallons of water, apples, man, corn husks, sugar, a mighty yet gentle animal. They learn to trust their driver, who will not get them hurt, who will slow them down when they're skidding near rocks, who won't take them someplace where they shouldn't be going, where something bad can happen. And they learn to rely on one another, and they will live out on the job camping together. They can get at it sooner. But the interesting thing about Patrick is he sat like a dog. This 2,000-pound horse, horses don't usually... I've never heard another horse that sits like that. Usually they're on their feet, and their response, if they're afraid or they want to move. Well, when they backed his horse up to the log to get him to skid, he'd sit down with a smile on his face and wait for him to hook up, sit down in the snow. And there's a picture in the magazine of Jeff's father, Vern, who taught Jeff how to do it, grinning with his chainsaw, and Patrick, the 2,000-pound horse. Now, people can see this photo on the wall, this color photo, at the Dingling Supper Club in Mercer, which is run by Vern's daughter, Betsy Ullman. Vern and Patrick are long gone now, but she's very, very proud of the sitting horse, and she was so happy to see this story in the magazine that she shared information with us. So once again, Wendy Thede, the writer here, but those two folks shared with us and shared with our Wisconsin readers.
It's a great story and some great photos, not only of the horse sitting, but just working with the horse. You know, we have a call from Mercer, Mike in Mercer.
I bet you Mike knows how to ski.
I do. Hi, Mike. How are you? And hi, Larry. I just wanted to call in and talk about the Mecca Trails Winterfest, a virtual event going on now through March 28th at the Mecca Trails in Mercer. We've got three different ski races, and skiers timed themselves, and a snowshoe tour.
Oh, very cool. Do you have to sign up for this, Mike, or how
yeah.
do you sign?
Yeah, information, the maps of the course. We got a 5-kilometer, an 11-kilometer, and a 15-kilometer race course, and the maps and the registration information are all on the meccatrails.com website.
MeccaTrails.com website. Well, Mike Bino, I bet you know all about this.
Well, I've met Mike before, and Mike has Mike and others are have put on the Turtle River Pursuit ski race in the past, from the Mecca Trails on down to Windman here in Winchester, Man at Wish Waters. Mike's very active with these community events, and it is a big deal. And it's interesting to me to see how resourceful people have been with these virtual events, keeping them going and keeping the interest alive on things. This is just one more example of not only the fun things in Wisconsin, but how resourceful people can be, our neighbors are, in keeping these events going in unprecedented times.
Yeah, Mike, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Mike from Mercer, the Mecca Mercer Trail, going on strong. Well, you can join in, too. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you with your questions or comments, or maybe you got an experience or event to share. We'd love to hear from you.
Larry, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I once hear that Jill Nadeau knows how to play the accordion?
She is, they call her the accordion maven around here. She doesn't have her pickle paddle in her hand, she's got her accordion going.
Okay, because as you well know, we talked about Fat Tuesday, but that's also Punschke Day. And those wonderful pastries, and every year in Pulaski at Smirava's Country Bakery, I think they sell something like 30,000 of these things with 18 fillings. You can get raspberry, cherry, strawberry, red velvet. I don't know what all, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. If you know how to play the accordion, you go there and you play today, you get a free Punschke and cup of coffee. And I think Jill, when she's done with this pledge drive, she needs to put the squeeze box in that vehicle and set sail for Pulaski, and everybody else in the state should. And having grown up somewhat nearby there, the way you can tell you're coming into Pulaski is when you start reading mailboxes that have names with about 14 consonants from the end of the alphabet, you're there.
Oh, man. Well, that's a good one to talk about. I like that. Jill's getting the old, she'll be going for the accordion. I'm pretty sure of that.
Don't mean to put gosh. You on the spot, Jill.
Well, she
yes,
loves getting
does.
Put on the spot. Well, here, you know, one of the things that I really enjoyed in the book, in the magazine, this issue, was the story that you had about a female coppersmith. There's only one female coppersmith in the whole country, and she is in Port Washington. And you can tell from the story, she's a lively, sprightly person who is doing some really cool work.
Yeah, I got to say, I think that's Sarah Dahman you're talking about in the Port Washington area. I think that this is my favorite story in the issue because for me, it's like all the teachers tell you, to have fun, you got to have a little learning, and you got to have a vice versa, a little learning to have fun. And yeah, Sarah Dahman is the only female coppersmith in the nation, bringing back an ancient trade in Ozaukee County. An interesting person, very much so, because she's a novelist and a screenplay writer. And she was doing research on an 1800s novel and learned about coppersmithing. And the more she turned over some of the rocks there, she found that something that is thousands of years old, really, this artistry, copper cookware, it fell off and was lost in terms of production in this country in a generation and a half. I'm not throwing rocks at aluminum cookware, what with all that's been made in Manitowoc for so many years at a couple different companies. But with aluminum and stainless steel coming to the fore and going onto our stoves, copper cookware just the demand vanished. And it's a very labor-intensive trade. And what's interesting about Sarah is, and she's a beekeeper, she's got a big garden, she's working with these blacksmithing tools with a lot of fire, and yet in a workshop which you might expect that a smith would have, and yet she models clothing for Duluth Trading Company as well. Anyhow, the thing about coppersmithing is, and I didn't realize this, to be a coppersmith, you also need to be a tinsmith. And that's because when you look at a copper pan, the exterior has got that very shiny penny sort of look. The interior is very silver. That's not copper, because a coppersmith has to be a tinsmith. And so in order to make the copper food safe, they melt tin, okay, and adhere that within this copper pan that they've made. So they're working with two different kinds of metals. And it is interesting to see this. You can also, we've got her website noted here, sarahdahman.com. She's got some YouTube videos of herself doing this process, hammering the dents out of these pans, forming them, taking a Dremel to grind out the little holes for the rivets to attach the handles, because there can be no debris in there for food safety. Something from the 1700s that is being only done here in this little garage shop out in rural Ozaukee County, Port Washington. Sarah Dahman. And
it's beautiful. Her pieces are beautiful.
You can buy her cookware, and there's example of these things that have stood the test of time, thousands of years, that are still out there.
Yeah, I want to get my hands on one of those. They're so beautiful. Well, here's something else I want to talk about, as long as we're at it. We're talking about beauty. We're talking about the beauty of Wisconsin Public Radio right now with Jill Nadeau, who's come back. She's got her accordion. She's playing a little accordion music.
I couldn't resist, Larry. Couldn't resist.
I am so glad that you did that. Oh, man. Well, it's a great way to start out talking about our fun drive, because we have a lot of fun on this program, and I think we learn quite a bit along the way. But your support is an essential piece of the funding for this program, The Larry Mueller Show, and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR. In fact, listener support, we keep saying it, it's the largest source of funding for our programs. And this drive is your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. How are by the way?
Well, we're doing really good. We only need 6 more people to join in the next 20 minutes, and we'll meet our goal. You know, these hourly goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Always enjoy talking with Mike Bino. And this last little piece where we were talking about the gal who's the only female coppersmith in the whole country, and here she is in Port Washington, Wisconsin. I'm going to go on her site and take a look and maybe order order something from her, a pan or a kettle or something. It's something that I find I benefit from every day on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's so many books and so many things that I've learned about and gone to the websites due to the show itself. Here we are, listener supported, and that means that when I give, Jill gives, when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and the many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and then make your gift.
And you know, Larry, once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. And WPR is one place where that is true every single day. So consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
Yeah, hard to buy much for $2 these days, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. And that works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
Certainly my education, but hopefully it's going to be worth it and going towards a good cause.
Rent, for sure.
Every time I turn around, my automobile insurance is increasing.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support during this winter member drive makes all the shows on WPR, the ones you rely on, possible. And your gift, it might be $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
A $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio works out to just 33 cents a day. Now that's a great value.
That's a good deal. Make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you will get a lot in return.
Absolutely. And we only need two more people in the next 15 minutes, and we will meet our goal. WPR is listener-powered, and that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And that lovely 2021 WPR T-shirt is made in the USA, printed right here in Wisconsin. And if you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org, or you can phone in at 888-202-2552, you can go ahead and ask for your T-shirt. And this special offer is only available today. It's $10 Tuesday. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month.
That's right. Forget about Taco Tuesday. It's $10 Tuesday. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Make today the day that maybe you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Kay in Milwaukee says, I'm donating for the Larry Mueller Show. Yay, I love it. James in Chippewa Falls says, I listen daily and want the great shows on WPR to continue.
So go ahead and join Kay and James with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Taking a look at our Wisconsin magazine on the program today and talking about fun things going on around the state, Mike Bino, editor of our Wisconsin magazine, our guest today. Questions for him, or maybe you've got an event or something you want to talk about on the show. Maybe you have a comment on a story that our Wisconsin magazine had posted in one of the editions. Love to hear from you. Give a call at 800-642-1234. Or you can email us. The email address is ideas@WPR.org. Mike, you know, some people find more time to fish when they retire, and others do more volunteering. But you had a cool story about a club in Milton that has combined both of those things. What are they doing?
They sure have. So you've got a group of people that are retired, gone fishing, okay? Well, man can only go fishing so many times before he needs to get a little more active. And there's a fishing club at the Gathering Place, which is a senior center down there in Rock County. And there's 40 retirees there. And as cold as it is right now, they're bundling up and they're going outside and they're working on projects. They're as active as can be on three different lakes down there, working together with the DNR, fisheries biologists, and also wardens. For the past 3 years now, they've been working on Clear Lake and Storrs Lake and Gibbs Lake, and they're building fish cribs. They put out eight of them in 2 years. Now, what's a fish crib? On the bottoms of some lakes, it's pretty flat. Fish like contours. They need places to hide from the bigger fish, and habitat to live in, basically. So what these fish cribs are is, if you picture a log cabin configuration like Lincoln Logs, what these men do is they get some pretty sizable green logs cut in the woods, and about 8 feet long. And they crosshatch them in a square, drill through them, and I've done that in the cold. Your drill batteries want to run out quite quickly. They drill through them and drive a rebar. They drive metal bars through each corner to tie these logs together, and they make a big square cube 5 feet high. Okay, and they're in small. Then they take the tops of the trees, cut that up, and they basket weave all of the smaller pieces within that cube to create places fish can swim in and out of and can hide. And you do it on the ice. It's easier then. Put some cinder blocks cabled to the bottom, and when that ice rots, it sinks to the bottom. And there you have some fish habitat, places for the fish to live. They have a vested interest here. They all like better fishing. They're doing this to improve the fish habitat. But really, how many fish you're going to catch, that isn't the big thing. It's to get out there, have the camaraderie. There's 30 out of these people, 40 of these guys, excuse me, out there doing this. And a really cool thing that they're doing is they're involving the students from Milton High School's Fishing Club. These younger folks are coming out and helping, and also going fishing with some of these guys who have a little bit more experience and can show them the ropes when it is no longer hard water season. So a lot of guys out there doing a lot of good for conservation in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and as long as we're at it, you had another cool. And by the way, you've got some great photos of the guys and of the cribs themselves, and they're beautiful structures. Is for a fisherman, that's a beautiful structure.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is. But you had another water story in there, an aquarium. And talking about some of the people who actually clean these enormous aquariums.
Yeah, and this is, I keep talking about how we get surprised by the stories that come in here. What we're talking about is the aquarium at Discovery World in Milwaukee. We were sent an idea for a story from a volunteer who works at Discovery World. And his name's Jeffrey Gingold of Milwaukee. But the fish tanks here aren't what we grew up with in our home when our parents took us to get a few angelfish and throw them in there with a couple snails. What they've got at Discovery World is a series of tanks. And, for example, there's a 75,000-gallon freshwater tank holding species of fish from the Great Lakes. There's 65,000-gallon saltwater tank, which has species, plants, and fish species from the Caribbean. The cool thing about the Caribbean is that there's a tunnel that the visitors can walk through. So you've got glass under your feet, you've got glass to the right and left of you, and glass overhead. And the fish are swimming all around you. It's as if you are a diver in the middle of them. Now we're talking about divers. So this volunteer I told you about, for any kid who ever had to clean out a smelly aquarium, because mom said you take care of your fish. Picture how big a 75,000-gallon aquarium is. It takes volunteer scuba divers who go in there with soft scrub pads, big toothbrushes kind of things, and they clean off every rock. They clean off the glass. They're continually keeping a healthy habitat for these fish. And they've got...
And they do it for free.
They do it for free. Some of these people are, they're attorneys, pilots, teachers, stay-at-home moms, engineers. Since this has opened up in 2006, these certified scuba divers show their card and they say, okay, come on and work with us. And they're actually part of the show as the people come in. Yeah. They say, look, there's a diver in there, and they have little boards to write messages back and forth to the people they're seeing it.
That's really cool. Really cool.
It's not, we checked just before we went on the line. They're not open again as of yet, but you can monitor their website. They will be open, discoveryworld.org.
There we go. Mike Bino, our guest today, and talking about free and volunteering their time, Jill Nadeau has been known to give free lessons in the accordion and also paddle pickleball.
Here she is
back. She's back with us again here to talk about our member drive as we approach the end of the hour here. So we need to kind of get working on that. You count on the Ideas Network for great discussions. It's your gift, any amount that makes a difference and makes the shows possible. You are the biggest source of funding for our shows, and that's why your support is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I'm very, very happy to report, Larry, that we made our goal for the hour. So thank you all so, so much. And remember, your gift is so important because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every day.
Certainly. Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. You can still give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And, we've been listening to Mike Bino talk about some of the stories that are printed in our Wisconsin magazine every couple of months. And it's just so wonderful to hear them because they are so Wisconsin. You don't find topics like this all over the place. They're in Wisconsin. And you know what? You don't find radio shows that are like this all over the dial either. We are unique. And, another unique thing about WPR is that we're listening. Are supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and so many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And don't forget, today is $10 Tuesday. Ask for your WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month or more. Your Wisconsin pride will be on full display with this heather gray tee featuring state symbols in the night sky. The symbols are really beautiful. And that's yours if you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I'm Betty Potasik from Madison.
I grew up listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I listen at home. It's on the radio when I wake up. I listen in the car on my way to and from work on the weekends if I'm cleaning, rarely, but I listen to it then.
I walk an hour a day, so when I'm walking, I listen to WPR on my phone. I used to listen to books. I'd download them, but I'm finding that listening to WPR, that's when I'm getting these topics that I didn't know that I was interested in.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click Donate. Thank you.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or you could phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Miller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all of the programs you enjoy going strong. Your gift might be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. It doesn't matter. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
That's right. We certainly do. And thank you for those who have given already. If you haven't, make your gift of support to support the programs that you enjoy and you rely on every single day.
Our programs are listener powered, and that means that your donation right now makes a big, big difference. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
That's right. However you choose to give, thank you. Your support is powerful. And today, there's still something more you can do to help. Encourage a friend to join Wisconsin Public Radio community.
You can support the program, you can spread the love, tell your friends and family. it's something that you can do today. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Mike Bino is going to be with us after our look at the news, and we'll talk some more about what's going on in the state. You'll be able to tell us about events that are going on in your area. But for now, quick, go to WPR.org and make your contribution. I'm Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Got a whole cast and crew for you on the show today producing the program. Jill Nadeau is our producer. Jana Rose Schlees, our on-air producer. Christina Mychek and Tyler Ditter are engineers. And so I wanted to mention them today for sure. And I also wanted to mention quickly that Governor Tony Evers will be delivering his budget address tonight at 7 o'clock. And you can hear it on Wisconsin Public Radio. So hope you can join us tonight at 7 for live coverage of the governor's speech. And I hope you'll stay with us right now because Mike Bino's with us from Our Wisconsin Magazine. He's the editor there. Always fun to talk with him about what's going on around the state. And certainly looking forward to hearing from you. Questions or comments, or maybe you've got an event you want to publicize a bit, you can call in at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Mike, I want to turn to yo-yos for a minute here. The popularity of yo-yos, I mean, it goes up and it goes down. Wisconsin, though, has made a big contribution to yo-yos. Tell us about Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
Did you really have to say that word after you said the word Mike? Okay. Anyhow, the show is up and down, Larry. Let's bring it back up. Okay. Dunkin' Yo-Yos. So there's, you know, with all the electronics that kids have these days, you know, their toys and games and things like that. A little hunk of wood doesn't seem all that much, but there was a time when the tiny town of Luck, Wisconsin, was turning out more than $600 million yo-yos. The Dunkin' yo-yo may have been the most popular toy of all time. 600 million have been sold worldwide over 80 years. What brought a company like that to Luck, Wisconsin? Well, it's one word: hard maple. And living in Presque Isle here, and where we publish a magazine out of Manitowish Waters, and it's 35 below ambient a couple days ago, I can tell you I was very glad to have some hard maple stacked up for firewood. And that's what they make yo-yos out of, hard maple. That's what they make bowling pins out of. And it's not everywhere. It's in southern Canada, southeastern Canada, anywhere there's maple syrup made, of course, southeastern Canada and northeastern United States, northern Midwest. The demand for yo-yos was so high because Donald Dunkin' of Chicago in the 1920s was a peerless promoter. He had professional demonstrators going all around the United States, teaching kids how to do walk the dog, rock the baby around the world, different yo-yo tricks. He held national contests offering Schwinn bicycles, boxing gloves, $1,000 in cash. Kids were lining up to go out and sell. And so he had that going, but that was fueling this demand. And so from Chicago, where he didn't have a very good source of hard maple, he started printing ads asking for people to sell their wood from their woodlots to him. Northwest Wisconsin, people got on the bandwagon there. He decided to move the factory from Chicago. Pretty soon, he's got over 600 employees in this tiny little Dunn County town, Luck, Wisconsin. 600 employees working around the clock, three shifts, 24/7, making 3,600 of these per hour. They're using 100,000 board feet of maple a week. Yo-yos became so popular that there was one worker that we quoted here. His mother decided to go to work in the yo-yo factory, and she appeared on the TV game show What's My Line. That's where the celebrity panel has to guess a contestant's occupation. Her job was tying on yo-yo strings. Finally, this promotion ended it for Duncan, because he became so popular, the toy became so popular, even though he had it trademarked in 1932, the name yo-yo, the copycats came, and in 1965, a federal court ruled, you've made it generic, man. Yo-yo is generic. But I think he made his money out of it. And the people in Luck have never forgotten him. There's people in the senior centers up there that remember working in the factory. And at one time, the family invited all 600 employees to a barbecue backyard for their son's wedding. So that's friendly Wisconsin for you. And it's successful, hardworking Wisconsin for you.
Steve in Sun Prairie has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love our Wisconsin magazine. When the current issue arrived, I looked at the cover, and I just couldn't think of the name of that bird. Well, it's a cedar waxwing. But it's stuck in my mind. And a couple nights later, I happened to pick up an old copy of our Wisconsin. It happened to be March 2015 issue. And I paged through it and found a couple things that I couldn't remember reading. And I got to the back end, and here were the letters to the editor. And there was a letter from some people who had visited New Zealand. And they took a copy of our Wisconsin with them, and they gave it to somebody there, tour guide or whatever. And they took a picture of him reading the magazine because he loved it so very much. And the picture that they took and the magazine he was holding had the identical cover of the cedar waxwing that appears on the current issue. I'm going to have to pull that one out because I'm not remembering that. Maybe the gals in the office will pull out. Which issue is that? Probably if February, March, we often do colorful birds because we're looking. Yeah. What we go for here is color. And what better way to show them than, say, returning birds in full nuptial plumage? Are you sure that's a cedar waxwing? I'm thinking back 6 years, and our photographer John Ford, who does a lot of bird photography for us, does shoot with some of those berries in his yard in Greenwood quite often. I'm going to take a look and see if we can get that answered before the end of the show, but I don't think it's a cedar waxwing. I think it's something else. Maybe a cardinal? I don't know. Female cardinal? Okay.
From the other earlier one. Okay. All right. Well, Steve, thank you very much for calling. In the meantime, I'm sure Mike's going to be
Wendy, Wendy just brought this one in to me. I'm here to tell you it's a female cardinal.
But
it's there's some orange going on there, but it's the same berries, okay, the same type of berries. I would guess John Ford shot it in the tree, but it's a female cardinal. And we like to show female cardinals simply because that red guy gets all the gets all the attention all the time. But very good eye. You picked out the very tree, I would say, that probably probably appeared. But they're 6 years apart. One's a female cardinal, one's a cedar waxwing.
There you go, Steve. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks, Steve.
Although, you know, and in this issue, you did reprint a story, but you made it clear that this was a story that was from way back when you were just getting started, if I'm not mistaken.
I think, and thanks, Larry, this February-March issue we're talking about today is our 50th issue. It doesn't seem like that long ago when we launched this magazine off the off a dining kitchen table in tiny Presque Isle, Wisconsin, with a couple hundred people. But this is a 50th issue, so, and we can fit about 14 feature stories in each one, so 700-odd feature-length stories so far, and it's still, people always ask, are you worried you're going to run out of story? Never. The yo-yo story was run, I'm thinking probably in about 2014, 15, something like that. We've only done two, and that one is very uniquely Wisconsin. And we did one other, you might remember, last summer. It was from Jerry Harpt up around Marinette Menominee, who recalled his days in cherry camp, picking cherries on the orchards in Door County, pail after pail after pail, to make some money. When that story was written, I would guess we probably had 20,000 subscribers. We're north of 100,000, and people come and go. So I really like that story a lot. We got a lot of mail from it. The Captain Cole, Dr. Coles, who owned the Horseshoe Bay Orchards, took his boat. It was a yacht. He took it across Green Bay to Marinette to pick up kids to bring them over and stay in the barracks. He called it a poor kids scout camp. Come there and work the cherry harvest. And Jerry Harp mentioned he met a bunch of kids there working, and then he's playing high school football for Marinette Central, and they get against Little Chute St. John down in Little Chute, down in the Fox Valley, and these kids on the other side, opposing team, lining up across the line from, hey, how you doing, Harpo? You know, so, love those stories.
Oh, man. And you have, you're looking for some field editors for some counties for your magazine, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and what that is it's not a paid position, okay? But and to be sure, anybody is invited to turn in stories that fit this magazine for consideration. If you land a story in the magazine, story and pictures that covers a page or more, a check is paid, okay, whether you're a field editor or not. Once in a while, people say, gee, that money's nice, but what I really wanted is one of those Amish pecan pies. We give those for smaller items. But yes, we have volunteer field editors, and really they're to be our eyes and ears. If something's going on unusual in the counties, in their county where they live, that they represent, let us know. Do a story about it, or at least let us know. Now, today, this fish crib story we were talking about, that came from Marianne Warren in Rock County. And we're looking, we've got 17 open slots in 17 counties, or 72 in the state. Those counties where we're looking for somebody with their eyes and ears who can handle a camera, who can do a little writing, and I'm talking about in letter form. It doesn't have to be pretty. We can sand the rough edges off for people. Those counties are Adams, Burnett, Chippewa, Dodge, Grant, Jefferson, Juneau, Manitowoc, Monroe, Outagamie, Pepin Pierce, Portage, Taylor, Walworth, Waukesha, Wapaka. If you live in one of those counties, you know it very well, and go ahead and contact us at editors@ourwisconsinmag.com.
Our Wisconsin Magazine, and that's your website's ourwisconsin.com.
Mag, M-A-G, ourwisconsinmag.com.
Mike, always a pleasure. Mike Vino, our guest today, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. And all those stories over the years, I don't think Jill Nano wrote any of them. She could do one on, maybe on pickleball. Or
I
think there's already, there's already been a pickleball story in there. And I'm pretty sure there's been some accordion stories.
I'll have to come up with something new, Larry.
You're going to have to come up with something new. Well, you've got a broad range of interests, so no doubt.
I do, I do.
Come to mind.
And I live in Jefferson County, so they're looking for somebody.
you live in Jefferson County. That's right. So maybe maybe Mike Bino's got himself a new editor there. Well, you could add that to your titles.
There you go.
She's got lots of titles. And she's got lots of interest in Wisconsin Public Radio, just like I have. And that's why we're both here to talk about our winter member drive. You know, you rely on the Ideas Network for informative, interesting talks. And we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Absolutely. And you know, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And that's why your gift at any amount right now makes an important difference. Just go to WPR.org or you can call 888-202-2552.
You know, last hour we heard from how many? 34 donors. Thank you to everyone who gave. Your goal, our goal now is to get 20 gifts by 1 o'clock, and we already have 9 gifts, so there's only 11 to go in the next 11 or 12 minutes. So, and we set these goals really just to make sure that we'll be in a good position to pay for the Larry Mailer Show and all the other shows in the months to come.
Right. So let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time. So let's start with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like to think the Ideas Network keeps me informed. I think it keeps you informed and connected every day. You enjoy this program. Also, Chapter a Day, Science Friday, Says You, and the many others you've come to rely on.
The Ideas Network is a place to listen and to share so we can explore issues and understand different perspectives. Support the sense of community and connection that you enjoy on the Ideas Network with your contribution to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And do not forget that it's $10 Tuesday. You can support the programs you love in style with this new WPR T-shirt. And how do you get that? Well, your gift of $10 a month or more. This comfy heather gray T-shirt features Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky. And the symbols are really, really cool.
Yes.
You can ask for yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And the special offer is only available today. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month. So
that's right. That's right. And it's the same design if you got the puzzle that we offered last year. It's the same design. I'm still working on mine. I know I'll get it eventually.
It was that puzzle.
It's really hard. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, it makes driving, working, cooking, working on puzzles a different experience. It's a much better experience.
Your support makes WPR possible, and it turns ordinary activities into extraordinary activities. Your life is better with WPR in it. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, Wisconsin Public Radio is your radio station, the one that wakes you up in the morning. It rides with you on your commute and keeps you company all day long.
And the beauty of WPR is that you get to decide how much to pay for the programs you enjoy. Many first-time donors give $100 or $10 a month. You pick the amount that's right for you.
Your gift, along with donations from others, add up to WPR's largest source of funding. So join the team right now. Make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
What kinds of things do you spend a dollar a day on?
I easily spend a dollar a day on coffee, even if I buy cheap coffee.
My gym membership, I definitely spend probably more than a dollar a day on.
The bus.
Easily gum.
Spinach.
I spend a buck or two on a delicious treat every day, though I do share it with a friend often.
It's easy to spend a dollar a day, or even more, on things that are a part of your daily routine. What about Wisconsin Public Radio? Every day you get information and news that helps you understand the world. You also hear music that lifts your spirits and entertainment that makes you smile. So invest a dollar a day in Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support, the biggest source of funding for our programs, the ones you rely on. And that's why your support during this drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. And, Jill, we're still here. We are. We've got eight more to go, I think, to reach our goal.
Right.
Eight more.
I think we could do that, you know. I think, and then anything we get in that next half hour, it's just going to be gravy, right? And it's easy to give because we value your time. And we value, you know, we know that you value your time too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio only takes a few minutes. So tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how much you'd like to pay.
Quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really, really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And as a donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, for example, or accordion lessons from Jill. Who knows? Things you enjoy and that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you, and then you make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We always ask you to give the amount that's right for you. And if it's a helpful formula to use, well, look at it this way. Say you hear three things a day that you're really glad you heard. If you paid a dime for each of those, that would work out to $10 a day. And if that math adds up to you, make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You've made the decision to listen to WPR. Now make that decision to support us at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We have to go away now, but I thank you so much if you've already contributed. If you haven't yet, do it now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau for the Ideas Network.